real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the 1 o'clock hour of the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. Jordan Bernfield, 120. He did a lot of Valley games. He's the play-by-play voice. One of them does for ESPN3. We'll pick his brain on Loyola. He's a Syracuse grad. He had Drake a couple of times this year. When Nico Medved was the head coach, according to Twitter, nothing official yet that we have seen, but a lot of rumors out there, a lot of people confirming sources that Nico Medved, after 1 year at Drake, is indeed headed to Colorado State. And Trent, where it gets interesting is we think back to last year, and memory being what it was, Craig Smith, you remember the name Craig Smith?
I do.
The South Dakota coach was originally... Well, let me go back one step further than this. When it became apparent the Jackalady wasn't going to get the job, mm-hmm. Sandy Hatfield Club at the time hired
Rutter wasn't going to get the job.
Rutter wasn't going to. Yeah. The Jackalady was gone. Jeff Rutter wasn't going to get the job. Hatfield Club hired Eddie Fogler's coaching search firm, mm-hmm. right? And she found Craig Smith, who was at South Dakota. Mm-hmm. The rumors were Smith was coming to Drake and had taken the job and was in the process of telling his kids, so we're told.
Yes.
He parlayed the interest from Drake into staying at South Dakota and getting a raise in pay.
Yep.
Eddie Fogler had another name in his back pocket through a connection with the agent, and he might have been able to kill two birds with one stone or play both sides of this, if you will. He succeeded in getting Craig Smith a raise to stay at South Dakota, knowing the whole time he was using Drake for leverage, and that's how I remember this. Mm-hmm. No, and then he was able to slide Nico Medved in to take that job. So both of his guys got raises. One stayed, one had to move to Drake. Well, Fogler's now searching for the coach, was hired at Colorado State to find the head coach to succeed Eustachy. Once Becky Hammond, the female assistant on Popovich's staff, mm-hmm. said no, Fogler gets hired and is tasked with finding a coach. He had Nico Medved last year. He found Nico Medved for Drake last year. Now Eddie Fogler has found Nico Medved for Colorado State. These coachings, what a racket these guys are. It is so, I don't want to say the word dirty, but maybe
dirty might be the right word.
And not breaking any rules. Now that kind of dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just it's
shady.
Better way. Thank you, shady. I like shady better than dirty. But Nico Medved, after 1 year, apparently thanks to his ties to Eddie Fogler again, is getting a new job. Like, you don't want a guy to come for 1 year and go. You really and truly don't. That's not a good look. That is
even
not
if
a
it's
good look.
A disastrous first year.
Right, right. Well, then you're not going to get any interest anyways.
Right,
for the most part.
I mean, Gene Chizik.
Gene Chizik's the one that comes to mind, sure.
And then that happen. That was over 2 years, but mm-hmm. this is the second time now for Drake in a decade
mm-hmm.
where you've felt like you're breaking through. And it was a complete breakthrough.
In eight, yeah.
And then Keno leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say no to $1 million.
No.
Nobody is mm-mm. killing him for that.
Mm-mm.
And now you have another guy probably... take another $1 million-ish type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you
Keno didn't run out on Sandy Hatfield Club. Or he did run out on Sandy Hatfield Club. Mm-hmm. Didn't run out on Brian Harden.
Right.
Do you kick the tires again, Trent?
Right. Now I see where you're going. That's a good idea. Now, he hasn't had not much success at Providence.
No. Nope.
Not a ton of success at Central Michigan. They've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
But not great. No NCAA tournaments. It was handed the keys to the car from old man.
But again, the old man didn't have enough wherewithal to play Adam Emenecker.
Sure.
Kept him rotting on the bench. Played him 1 year his senior year. Keno did. Mm-hmm. Tom didn't.
Right.
Not killing Tom Davis's coaching acumen, obviously. There weren't that many swings and misses along the way. Boston College maybe didn't end the way that in today's day and age, I'm not sure he escapes from there.
Well, Tom Davis is one of the great what-ifs. Next time, this is another summer conversation. Get Rick Brown on. He was brought in from Stanford. He had losing records 3 of his 4 years at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Iowa with the program and team that they had
and
at that
time? And with the Boston College baggage.
That baggage.
It doesn't happen, Trent.
Losing record.
It doesn't happen at Iowa in today's day and age. It just doesn't.
No chance.
Nope.
I mean, that's a coaching hire that you'd see at Drake right now.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. And we did.
It's just so, so different. But I like where you're going there. I like the idea of it, but...
He left them before, but look, why can't you go back? I think he liked his time here. I do.
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, he spent a lot of time in the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Grew up.
Yes.
In the state. Went to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. All right. So
been 10 years. It's not like, you know, there's recency.
Yeah, no fresh.
Sandy's
moves gone.
It's a new guy in the athletic director's
new
chair.
President.
I keep refreshing Twitter to see if there's any official announcement.
Oh, official announcement will take a little while, I'd guess.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people.
Kevin on Twitter says Jeff Horner. I still don't think Jeff's ready for a head job at the MVC level.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he is. Talked to Jeff a little bit at the state tournament. I know Jeff well, so I would love to see it. I think he would do a very good job, and he knows you got to put in the work at a place like Drake, and he knew that before. He's been an assistant now at the D1 level the last couple seasons at North Dakota.
Keno knows what it takes to win at Drake.
He knew what it took in 2008.
He had a pretty good roster.
Yes.
You're a really good
Can
roster.
You recapture that roster?
Well, you're not
going
to next year, whoever's in charge, Trent.
Well, he's got a clean slate, basically. I mean, you've got a full roster to play with. How many scholarship guys do they have?
I don't know the answer to that question.
How many open scholarships, guys that, and now you get into the guys that have signed, released.
Do they follow Medved?
Right. Are they?
As they should be allowed to do, should they want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Though that's not a rule yet.
No, but it's
but pretty
it's
much
becoming
anymore,
more so, yeah.
Most schools are pretty good about that and letting them move on. How about Nick Nurse? He's wanted the job.
He has, but you know what? Nick Nurse has had more success and is getting more appreciation at the NBA level. Trent, he coached in the All-Star game this year.
That's right.
He did.
With the Raptors, yeah.
Right. And I just read a big piece. Was it on ESPN.com this past weekend on Nick Nurse and how his offense is finally catching on and he's getting getting a ton of credit.
Oh, yeah.
For the from Coach Casey for the way the Raptors season offensively has gone. Mm-hmm. Finally, these guys are buying into his system. So a couple of years ago, before Nick Nurse's career path seemed to finally take off in the NBA, I mean, he said before he wanted to come back.
Yes,
he said before he would take that job.
He's been...
In 2018, I think maybe Nick Nurse sees bigger things out there for him at this point.
Makes sense. Absolutely.
Because, his career is finally starting to take off in the NBA.
And you're getting into that circle, and you keep building your way up, and, do you leave a job like that and... building a career the way he has at 50 years old to come take over a Drake program that has had very little success in Nick's lifetime. I mean, in his 50 years, he was born in, 1967. So the Final Four happened when he was a toddler.
Yep.
And not a lot of success since then.
Right.
Do you give up an NBA career for that?
Uh-uh.
I don't think so. Uh-uh. Okay.
So
Young guys.
Well, look, Craig Smith is going to get called again because I would think, I don't know.
There's got to be, there's still people in the athletic department saying, we can't get played by this guy
And if
again.
You did, that's just is exactly right. Do not reach out to Eddie Fogler to help you with your search.
Yes.
You're going to get Craig Smith, and Craig Smith's going to use you, and he's going to stay at South Dakota like he did last year.
Brian Harden, yes. Do not go to the Fogler route.
See, I like Brian. Have you got Brian Harden's resume in front of
you? Yeah, yeah.
Where? Give me his stops. He's a Valley kid, right? I mean,
West Des Moines Valley. Yep, that's graduated.
When did we graduate?
98.
Okay.
Same as me. We're the same age. He's a little more accomplished. A lot more accomplished.
Yeah.
Went to school at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, he interned at Loyola Chicago and also media relations with the Bears. Then joined Notre Dame.
Media relations at Notre Dame, right?
Yep. Moved on to Ball State and then back to Marquette. So those are his three stops. Midwest Outposts, Mike Bray, look at that coaching tree.
Do it yourself, Brian. I don't know Brian Harden from Adam. I liked the hire when he got the job. I'll be honest with you, just looking at his resume. Don't use a coaching search.
This early in your tenure, though, a lot of times...
But it doesn't. He's got to have connections, I would think.
A lot of times, though, the firm is not even used for actual, here's a list of names that you should hire. It is background checks, those kind of things. You dig in so you don't get Mike Priced.
Yeah, whoops. Surprised.
Whoops, or O'Leary.
Yeah.
Those are two. So search firms, they sometimes get a bad rap.
Those two will always be in a different way. They'll always be Duke lacrosse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Those examples, yep.
So if it's a search firm, if it's the Fogler one, there's some red flags with that one. But if it's, and maybe that's something that if they are going to hire a search firm, you need to put in the release what the search firm actually does, because that does get missed, I think, from time to time, the background work that they can do. And guy, hey, we're looking at this guy. Can you vet them for us? Mm-hmm. That's also what some of those search firms do. Plus, I mean, he hasn't even been on the job a year. If there is a time for a search firm, this might actually be one that does make a little bit more sense.
It could be. We'll just get one with a better reputation than Eddie Fogler.
Eddie Fogler, the old South Carolina coach.
Yes. WHO-TV's Keith Murphy, he's reached out to Medved and Brian Harden, hasn't heard from neither one of them returning any calls at this point, for whatever that means, and still no official release. So by the sounds of things, I mean, major publications reporting. We are regurgitating that Nico Medved is leaving Drake and is headed to Colorado State after Becky Hanneman turned them down.
Another state connection here, a good one from Jeff on Twitter. Dean Oliver at Wisconsin this past year, Illinois State, North Dakota, obviously a Mason City guy.
You know what? Of the two former Hawks that you just threw out there, no offense to Jeff Horner.
Former Mohawks as well.
I like Oliver's resume better.
Yeah. He's got more, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keno won.
You're still on the Keno train.
Yes.
Keno won.
Is there a former Bulldog that would... I mean, Farouk Manesh is a Panther, but he's been on Nebraska. He's at Drake now.
Yeah.
Is he ready to be a head coach? I got to think he's going to be... If he is, he's not going to be one that's going to take off on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's going to plant some roots, I would think. Well, we'll see. We have a coaching search, Trent. Usually moves the needle, even though it is Drake.
Yes.
And that sounds like a knock, and maybe it was, but it's still a coaching search.
These are fun.
They absolutely are.
Wild speculation. And all you have to do is say, hey, I'm just hearing this. You don't have to come out and try to break news, because Ken, neither you or I are news breakers.
No, but we did say within the last couple of weeks that I heard Nico Medved to call it from two different people that do not know each other.
Yeah.
Had no way of knowing each other.
But we're not going to sit here and say, I'm hearing that.
No.
But we'll tell you what we hear, because we do hear things. We'll also say, I'm just hearing this. This isn't breaking news. But that's the fun part about this, too, is the speculation, the different names that you come up with. And thanks to people on Twitter, Jeff Horner, Dean Oliver, good names. Keep throwing them out. Other ideas. And maybe some Drake connections. Well, they haven't been very good. Maybe it's tough to find those connections.
Yeah, really.
Get away from basketball.
Medved apparently interviewed within the last 2 days. Colorado State, this is from the Coloradan. I guess that's a Fort Collins newspaper.
Okay.
And I've never heard of it, to be honest with you.
The Coloradan?
Coloradan, yeah. They interviewed, here's the list of guys they interviewed. Craig Smith, Eddie Fogler,
okay.
Nico Medved, Utah assistant DeMarlo Scolam, and Oklahoma assistant Chris Crutchfield.
Hey.
And apparently Nico Medved is going to be the choice. We will find out if there's...
Is Chris Crutchfield going to show up on the Drake list now? Just take
that
list.
If Fogler's involved.
Right, right. Just take that list.
You can take this list and scratch off Medved.
Right.
And I've got... here are the names I'm thinking for you. Craig Smith, Crutchfield, and Slocum.
Yeah. There's your three.
That'll be $25,000, please, Drake. What did you find out that the Medved is making here? Did you see that?
Just over $400,000.
That's pretty good. So
Keno was
making three, I think. So that was 10 years ago. That would make sense that they're up to that point. We'll see. Brian Harden, you are on the clock, if indeed the rumors are true, and I anticipate that we will be hearing that that's exactly the case. We'll take a time out. We'll talk to Jordan Burnfield. He covered the Valley. Find out his thoughts on Nico Medved that's what, three now in the Valley?
Evansville just filled.
Mm-hmm. But Moe State?
Moe State, which is...
Drake. So that would be three of them.
Yeah.
Three changes? Are we missing one?
No, that's right. Southern's still... Yeah.
I think it's three. We'll take a time out. Yeah. We'll come back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies.
If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-1606. Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon, myself, with you until 2 o'clock. More on Nico Medved pulling up stakes, leaving Drake and headed to Fort Collins, Colorado. Colorado State is where Nico Medved, at least Twitterverse, is saying that he is indeed going to take that job. Jordan Bernfield called a ton of games in the Valley this year. ESPN 2, ESPN 3, Thursday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Jordan, how many? Good to talk to you, first of all. It's been a long time. How many games did you do this season? Do you have a number?
Oh boy, somewhere over 40 for basketball, but it was kind of a blur, but it was a fun blur, and definitely loved doing it. I'm glad to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Did you see Drake this year, Jordan? I'm sure that you watched. So Nico Medved, the rumors are that he is leaving Drake after 1 year, 17-17. That roster full of seniors. Nice to get Drake back to relevancy again, and they picked the right year to do it with Iowa and Iowa State both having disappointing years. But Nico Medved, 17-17, roster full of graduating seniors. After 1 year, the rumors are that he is leaving Drake and headed to Colorado State.
Yeah, I just heard you mention that when we were coming on. I'm a little surprised only because Nico just got there, and I thought he did a really good job at Drake this past season. I know it was a team of seniors, but you know, from what I saw, they were really buying into what he was trying to preach there, and I think that's really tough, as you know, Ken, when you've got a team that's mostly comprised of veterans like they were, whether they're going to want to listen to a new coach and how he wants to do things. I will say I was really impressed with Nico when I got to speak to him during the season. I think that Drake did a lot better than, frankly, I think most people would have thought in terms of how good a start they got off to in the Valley. I know it didn't finish quite the way that they were hoping to, but given the fact that in the first matchup between Drake and Loyola, it was a matchup of two teams that were battling for first place in the Valley, and I think that even the most honest and optimistic Drake fans couldn't have thought that they'd be playing in games threatening for the top of the conference, at least early on. So I think he did a really good job, and sad to see him leave Drake, but hopefully you guys are able to find a new good coach to replace him, and that's unfortunately how things can go in mid-majors.
Well, Evansville filled their coaching vacancy in the MVC. Missouri State's still open after they part ways with former Hawkeye and Saluki Paul Lusk. Missouri State, to me, has always felt like a sleeping giant, that if they could get the right guy there, Barry Hinson got him close, but never could just get that breakthrough moment. With the right hire, could Missouri State become a power again in the MVC in your mind?
They could. Certainly, I know that they've had success in the past, and you know, I think that this season was really disappointing for them because they were picked to finish atop the Valley. Obviously, Paul Lusk had Alizé Johnson, who was preseason player of the year coming in, and the guy that was expected to be really, really good, and he did have a good year, but you know, obviously, it was a disappointing season for Missouri State overall. But yeah, I mean, I think that The hard thing about the Valley right now, guys, I think you saw this this year, even despite the sort of dominance that Loyola had, is that every team in the Valley is pretty good. And, you know, I think that 1 through 10, there aren't a lot of leagues in the country where you can say that every team is going to give you a game on any night, regardless of record. But I think it's the defense that these teams play. It's sort of the chess match these coaches have. So I think any coach that comes into this league, it has to be aware of what they're getting into. Certainly, Missouri Valley Conference is one of those leagues that if you can bring in the right talent, you can sort of ascend at least to the middle of the league fairly quickly. But we'll see. You know, I think it's a challenging job. certainly Missouri State can be a really good team, but there are some good teams in this league right now, and I think that the top of the league, even though you know Wichita State left and a lot of people were sort of wondering what would become of the Valley after that, I think what you're seeing is maybe it's not as top-heavy as it used to be, but there's some really good depth in the league.
Tell us about Loyola Chicago, Jordan. And I mean, is the city that's such a pro town? I don't have to tell you this. Are they embracing this story? Is it getting the run that a lot of people that love college sports would believe that it should be getting? Is Chicago embracing Loyola of Chicago as they embark on a Sweet 16?
I would say, Ken, they weren't, but they are now. The reason I say that is because early on this season, you know, I've been calling Loyola games in Chicago for about 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And when Porter Moser came into the program, they were a bottom-of-the-barrel Horizon League team. They were near the bottom of the league the last few years. They had struggled under Jim Weitzel. Porter comes in and had a long rebuilding process to undertake with the former AD, Grace Calhoun. And, you know, 3 years into his rebuilding effort, they end up moving into the Valley, which, you know, we just got to talking about the quality of the league that it is. No disrespect to the Horizon, because I certainly like the Horizon a lot. It's just, you know, the reality is that the Valley has been a little bit of a better league of late. And, you know, as a result, you know, the rebuilding for Loyola was going to take some time. Furthermore, in Chicago, as you guys know, if it's not a pro team, it's got to be a winner.
Yep.
And Loyola is a team that traditionally has not been a winner. I mean, this is their first NCAA tournament run since 1985. And while there has been some great historical moments for Loyola, they are the only team in the state of Illinois to win an NCAA championship back in 63. They just haven't had consistent winning. And so, you know, I think even though they were doing really well earlier in the season, and I think people were starting to take a little bit of notice, you know, it really did take those two wins and an extra week of coverage to fully see the city embrace it. I think that there was a little bit of excitement going into the tournament just because, hey, there was a state school in the NCAA tournament. But first of all, to get to the Sweet 16, but second of all, the way they did it, you know, the buzzer beater from Ingram and then the shot with 3 seconds left from Clayton Custer, both games were wonderfully entertaining
really
and part
were.
Of an amazing first weekend. So I think now the city is into it, and finally Loyola is getting the kind of coverage that they've always dreamed about getting, but they truly deserve it. It's been a remarkable year.
Let's jump over, Jordan, from Chicago, your homeland right now, to your alma mater, Syracuse, gets ready to take on Duke. I hate watching your alma mater play. They're boring. Okay, all right, so we're in the same boat here. But Boeheim getting this squad to the Sweet 16. What are the better coaching jobs he's had?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. As a Syracuse alum and arguably jaded fan, they are – the problem lately for Syracuse is that, you know, this is obviously a proud program that has won for a long time. In recent years, they've sort of been that team that's eked their way into the tournament, arguably not deserving it some of the time. I would have argued that they didn't deserve to go this year.
Yeah.
But when they get in, because of the 2-3 zone, because of how good Boeheim is at coaching it, and because teams typically don't have much time to prepare for it, Syracuse becomes a very difficult team to face in the tournament. Now, that's why I think Michigan State, who I thought could win this tournament, struggled so much with it. Syracuse in the past, I think, has had a lot more talent on the roster than they currently do. But to Boeheim's credit this year, because they don't have some of the talent that they typically would, they have figured out how to make the games really ugly. I mean, listen, should Syracuse have beaten Michigan State? No. Should they be in the Sweet 16? Probably not. No, but they're hard to play against. And if they can keep the game in the 50s, they can win. And that's the great equalizer for this team. But I also think, you know, it's a mark of good coaching. And if you guys you know, you guys know me, but the one thing that you probably don't know about me is I'm not really going to dole out a ton of credit to Jim Boeheim unless I have to. But I will say this, that he has made a really good adjustment with this year's team because they have figured out how to maximize what talent they do have. And do I think they're going to beat Duke? No. But could they beat Duke? Yes, only if they can keep this game in the 50s or 60s. If it's over 70, if Duke scores over 70 points, I don't think Syracuse is capable of scoring 70 points. But, you know, that's why they were able to beat Michigan State, because the zone's tough and they don't score a lot. But if they can keep it low scoring and they can hold the tempo, they can find ways to win.
Hmm. Jordan, got 2 minutes left with you. We got a guy that actually you shared a broadcast with over the years. Kevin Lehman is in the studio. We're going to do some coaches versus cancer with Kevin Lehman.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mentioned that you guys did some games before. Before I let you go, I mean, I've got to ask you one on the Cubs. Your biggest concern about the 2018 Chicago Cubs as they get set to head north is what?
I guess my biggest concern, there aren't a lot of them. My biggest concern would be just whether the guys in the bullpen and in the roles that they are playing in, whether they will flourish or whether they won't. I mean, I think from an offensive standpoint, they're going to score a ton of runs again. I would expect that their pitching staff is going to be really good, especially with the addition of Darvish. I expect a bounce back year from John Lester. But Brandon Morrow, while he has some closing experience, isn't really a prototypical closer. You're filling in for a guy in Wade Davis, and then previously, you know, with Chapman, where you had pretty much automatic guys in the ninth inning. They need to get that back. Furthermore, you know, Steve Cishek, I really like his addition, but I think that whether he fits in the eighth inning or the seventh inning, or how they use him with the guys they have coming back, that's the only kind of concern that I have. Otherwise, I really feel like this is another division-winning team that probably wins between, you know, 92 and 100 games and is back in the postseason. And, you know, I think that they've got all the ingredients to be awfully tough. But I just think that because some guys are pitching a little bit out of their standard role in the bullpen, the only question I'd have is how will they handle it?
Jordan, if it is that 92 to 100 kind of range that you have, is anybody push them? Cardinals, Brewers, some people like the Reds. Is there any team in the division that even gives them a fight, or is this thing over by the beginning of September?
I don't know that they'll run away with it, per se. I mean, if they get towards 100 wins, I think they would run away. But I think the Brewers will hang around. I mean, I think that the Brewers' additions of Kane and Yelich were both good. I think that their pitching will be better, assuming that Nelson is healthy. I mean, obviously, when he got hurt last year, that kind of took Milwaukee out of it. I think St. Louis is a team that you can never really count out, although I don't think they have enough pitching, even though I did think that the addition of Marcell Ozuna was a good one. I'm not quite sold on them. I'm not seeing the Reds yet. I still think that they have a whole lot a whole lot of steps to take before I see them as a real contender in this division. I think the Pirates are going to fall back. But, you know, I think that the Brewers are definitely that next tier team. But I just think that if you were to compare, you know, all the parts of the equation, the Cubs still come out on top.
Jordan, great to catch up with you. Look forward to doing that through the baseball season. Thank you, Jordan Bernfield. Appreciate your insight, as we always do. Talk to you down the road.
All right, you got it, guys. Say hi to Kevin for me.
Yeah, will do. He's right standing beside me, and we will do. We'll come back with Kevin. Kevin Lehman is here. We're going to talk some coaches versus cancer, but we'll get his opinion on Nico Medved as he heads to Colorado State and take a look at Loyola of Chicago. They will lift the lid as far as the games tonight. Nevada, Loyola, Chicago, 6:07 tip. If you can't be in front of your TV, you can hear the game right here. All of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. They play here on 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check AFSP.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter online, AFSP.org/Iowa.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday, only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Say it loud. I have a prepaid thing and I'm proud. I have money. I exchange it for goods and services. Do I want to open a tab? No, thank you. Do I want to sign a contract? Smell you later. I give you money, you give me a cheeseburger, everybody's happy, no muss, no fuss. Have I applied this fancy-free lifestyle to smartphones? Funny you ask. AT&T totally gets my no-commitments thing. I get a brand new phone, I don't pay any activation fee, and get this, I get another phone too. My brother wants the second one. I'm gonna make him bid against my cheeseburger guy.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3s with two lines, no contracts, and no activation fee for only $75 a month. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Offer ends 4/5/2018. Available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan, each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Real real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG, final segment. It's indeed looking, it is official that Nico Medved is leaving and headed to Colorado State to take over for, well, what was Larry Eustace's job. Becky Hammon apparently was in it and pulled her name out of consideration, Nico Medved, after 1 year leaving Drake. Kevin Lehman does a ton of basketball games in our state, a bunch of them in the Valley. He had Drake a number of times. Talked to him last week about Loyola Chicago. We'll get back into that in a second. Also, some real quick on Coaches versus Cancer. Kevin, great to see you. Let's start with Coaches versus Cancer because I don't want to run out of time on that. I know you're involved on that. In fact, you're in the building to cut a couple of commercials, so we're going to put you to work while you wait to do that. Coaches versus Cancer. When is it? Kind of give us a couple of particulars, if you would.
Well, it's going to be May 4th this year, and it's going to be at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines. And the thing about it, Kenneth, the one time all four of these coaches come together, Nico Medved obviously will be replaced this year, and that's been a problem. We've always introduced a new coach at this. But Fran McCaffrey and his wife, Ben Japes and his wife, Steve Prohm and his wife, and they all come together to raise funds as one team to fight this dreaded disease. And we've all been touched by it, Ken, whether it's yourself or a family member or a friend. So we're really trying to find a cure, and all that money goes to help research for cancer.
Well, good stuff. And, I mean, that's not the only event they do throughout the year, right? Don't they have a golf tournament later on?
A big golf tournament in August.
Yeah,
and I'll give you some numbers later on or now if you'd like on where you can get tickets. So you can contact the American Cancer Society at 515-727-0058 or just go online, coachesversuscancergala.com, and you can get information.
And it's always a really good event, first class and very well run.
It's been a full house,
too.
You got to get your tickets early. And, Trent's been there.
I've been there as a guest.
Yeah, it's a fun event,
too. It's out of us radio guys' market, but yeah. it's so well done. And last year, I live in West Des Moines. I'd never heard of the Ron Pearson Center before. What a great building that was. And so well put together. You guys do a great job with that. And it's a great event to hear the coaches, what cancer means to them. Of course, really probably the one that sticks closest to the home is with Fran and with what Patrick went through.
Yeah, and Fran and Margaret do a great job of raising funds, not only in this event, but other events that they host for themselves. And and it's a collaborative. It was started by the old coach from Missouri back in the days, Norm Stewart.
Back
in 92, that's who started it, because he had a bout with cancer himself. And he said people kept seeing these coaches making all this money, acting like idiots on the sideline.
Yeah.
So they want to do something for their image, and this thing has just blown up.
Good for them. And, it's all over the place.
Raised almost every coach is involved in some way. In the summer, in their offseason, or helped raise the funds.
Well, let me get your take on the news of the day. And we were going to talk basketball, and we still will. But Nico Medved, after 1 year, is headed to Colorado State. He'd been rumored to be in consideration for this job, essentially, within hours of Larry Eustace moving aside. And it was the right thing. He was going to move aside or be moved aside. But after 1 year, Kevin, that's disappointing. It really is.
It really is for the Drake fan base. And, of course, Nico had association there. He was on Tim Miles' staff at Colorado State and then with Larry Eustace, because I said to Nico one time, hey, we got to have a cold drink. You got to give me some Larry Eustace stories. We haven't done that yet, but it's sad for Drake, because look at a guy like Nick McGlynn. This will be his fourth head coach in his term at Drake.
It's bonkers.
Yeah, and I went through
and it's his team next year.
I went through a change in head coaches when I played, and it's tough to do. And, what Nico did to really invigorate this fan base and to get excitement about Bulldog basketball, I think that's the saddest part. So they got to get somebody to come in and really keep that ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. Brian Harden's a Valley grad, Trent. Just real quick, Matt Woodley's a guy, this name that was, I know Sandy Hatfield Club wouldn't even listen to him. When Keno left, she wouldn't, and he wanted it because I politicked for him when I was down the dial, and I don't even think he got a sniff.
Which is silly.
Yeah.
There must have been something deeper.
I don't know. I just think because he threw his hat into the ring that he was removed from consideration right away. Yeah. But Brian Harden's a Valley guy. Woodley's a Valley guy.
Yes.
You just wonder, right?
They were in high school at the same time. Makes sense. That
yeah.
At the very least, he was at Pitt this year with Stallings, which was a disaster.
Didn't go well.
But I don't think he can put a whole lot of that on Woodley. That's a name that makes sense. Ken likes Keno to come back.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that
How
be great
that,
to bring
Kevin?
Keno
you,
back?
You buying that?
Two former Hawkeyes, Dean Oliver, Jeff Horner, who are both assistant coaches.
There's some
in
great
the
names,
ranks.
Yes.
You got anything
Dean
else?
Dean at Wisconsin there.
Yes.
Well, I know Darren DeVries at Creighton.
Yeah,
long time
I think
at Creighton.
He wanted to be this last time, right?
Well, Ray Giacoletti. When Ray got the job,
okay.
My understanding is Darren was second in line. If
That's
Ray would not have
was.
Took it, Darren would have been here. I don't know if he got involved the last time or not. Another name I'll throw out there, Greg Lansing. I know Greg Lansing was involved, I think, in this last search and pulled his name out. But
knows Forest Avenue well.
Yeah, yeah. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And of course,
yeah.
You know, he's from Harlan, Iowa. He's an Iowa mm-hmm. guy. So, yeah. and he was on staff at Iowa with Steve Alford for a number of years. So he knows Iowa. Still recruits Iowa because he's got mm-hmm. a Valley player that committed to him this year.
Yes, yeah, and Blake Brinkmeyer.
There's a name for it, and I know Steve Forbes will always give me a call. I say, Forbes at East Tennessee State,
yes.
You're a JUCO guy. You can't get those JUCOs into Drake, but look for his name to float around here because Steve likes to hear his name, a Lone Tree, Iowa native.
He just likes to have his name in there.
Oh, no
question. I know that, and he would be so entertaining, but you're right. He would have to recruit a different way.
Well, my question to him when he called me when Nico got the job during that process, I said, Steve, how many Jukes do you have on your team at East Tennessee State? He goes, well, nine. Not going to work. Forbes is not going
to
work.
No. Kevin Lehman's in studio with us. Well, Kevin, let's get to the bracket. There's 16 teams left. Loyola Chicago tonight taking on Nevada. Just as unlikely a Sweet 16. Although, Trent, he's going to jump in here if I don't remind everybody that he had Nevada at this point. You got to give him credit.
Eight. That's the one thing I got right.
You
got
to give him credit
Nevada
for that.
Elite Eight.
Well, so did I. I don't have an Elite Eight, but they are made in the likeness of Fred Hoiberg.
Yes.
This is a transfer team. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at Loyola and Nevada, if you're a mid-major, you're going to look at that blueprint because of what Musselman has done with these transfers and mm-hmm. and got them playing together with some great team chemistry. And then you look at what Loyola has done with high school guys tapping the public league
mm-hmm.
and also bringing some transfers like Clayton Custer.
Yeah.
Marcus Towns. I mean, he's kind of done with a little bit of both. But if you're a mid-major coach, you got to look at this blueprint and see if it's going to work for you.
As long as you've been involved in this sport, and every radio show in the country, when the tournament rolls around, is this the year? No, it's never going to happen in my lifetime. Well, a 16 finally beat a 1, Kevin. Did you think it would happen? And when it was unfolding, at what point did you think it's going to happen? Because with like 8 minutes left, when they came to the 8 minute timeout, it was fait accompli for the most part at that point.
Well, Ken, I thought it was going to happen, but I thought it might be on a last-second shot or something
those.
Like
Not
that.
Blowout,
this
right?
was a blowout. Yeah, yeah. And when you put this in perspective, and Trent may remember this. I know he's a youngster, but in 1990, when I was at Northern Iowa, we were a 14 seed and beat a 3 Missouri. We were only the third 14 seed to win at that time. So that's how much is involved. So now 14 seeds, 13 seeds, it's not a surprise when they create mm-hmm. that upset. So we've had 15 seeds. So why not a 16? But I think Virginia, yeah, nice. I had him as my Final Four team.
Yeah,
that's what's and the way that UMBC did it so easily. But there's another blueprint for you: like quickness, mm-hmm. speed, not afraid to take the three ball, mm-hmm. spread them out.
A point guard who's fearless.
So what's changed in this game is that 3-point line, and I think the new ability for movement for offense, the cylinder they talk about, allows you to drive the ball better if you got smaller, quicker guys, and that's changed the game also. How many dominant post players do we see in the NCAA tournament? I guess we're going to see some with Texas A&M coming up.
Yes.
We'll see how far they go.
They're big, 6'10 across the... what about Isaac Haas? You played the game. What he's going to allegedly try and do with that elbow, how difficult is it?
Oh, I think it's extremely difficult, Ken, and I'll be surprised how much he plays, but I think Harms is really filling well for them, and it mm-hmm. may have freed them up offensively now because Haas, you threw it in there, and he wasn't a dominant scorer. So I think the fact that they're using Harms in there is going to get the Edwards and Dakota Mathias, Edwards Mathias law team involved in this more. So it may free up Purdue.
Well, and P.J. Thompson's not a shooter by any means. He plays out there out front, but you mentioned just having a little bit more room and those kind of things. But Texas Tech on the other side, boy, I just love the way, and I've talked about this a lot with the Red Raiders. I don't think Chris Beard, it's nothing, he's not pushing any magic buttons. He hasn't come up with this new system. Those guys just play so hard. And you know they're going to be out there competing against the Boilers.
Maybe one of the most least talked about teams in the Final 16 is Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Evans is an NBA player.
Yep.
Chris Beard is coming there. He's using the Bobby Knight motion offense, no set plays. It's read and react. They're athletic.
Yes.
And they guard you. So that is, I think it's a tough matchup for Purdue. And, of course, Chris Beard beat them when he was at Arkansas Little Rock.
That's
Remember, he
right.
knocked Purdue off. Yes. So he's got a little bit of the formula how to beat what Matt Painter's doing. And the thing I love about Chris Beard, and he said this, I'm still a Budweiser guy.
That's a good.
I'm not drinking those fancy beers.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's just down. He hasn't changed.
My kind of guy.
And he's good friends with Pat Painter. But he said, you know, Matt Painter, he's drinking those Stellas and that popular stuff. Now I'm still drinking Budweisers.
So top side of that bracket, you get Nova, West Virginia. You know the press, what it's going to do. I can't envision it being successful against Villanova unless they go 6-30 from three. You know, something like that. I think this is going to be a blowout. Do you agree?
Well, I'm starting to see this in the NCAA tournament, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but the teams that are on the extreme, such as Virginia, who's going to play real slow, methodical, mm-hmm. West Virginia, who's going to try and speed you up, I think the teams on the extremes don't get to the Final Four. Something doesn't work in their
balanced.
System. Yeah, I really think you got to be a balanced team. So I don't see West Virginia advancing past this. And I've got Villanova win it all because I think that backcourt is just sensational.
Well, and a team that for a long time this year, a lot of people didn't think had that kind of balance was Duke. They're awful defensively. Couldn't get stops. Bagley's out there. He's athletic. They got athletes all over the place, but they couldn't play D. Then they institute the 2-3 matchup zone. And suddenly, I've never seen it. I follow KenPom. I follow, you know, the advanced analytics. I don't remember a team going, I think they were like 82nd in the country, about 3-4 games in the ACC play. They're in the top 15 now in defensive efficiency at KenPom just by going to a zone. There's a reason you can't play zone in the NBA, right? It's pretty
well,
good.
No, I think you can now. But Syracuse is on the opposite of that. Their KenPom number is like, they're like 50 points below anybody else in the Final 16. So, you know, here's an amazing thing, and you had Jordan Bernstein on, a Syracuse graduate.
Yes.
Syracuse won that game. Of course, Michigan State shot like 18% from three.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse shot 12 and won the basketball game.
Yes, yes.
So, but I think Syracuse, you know, I picked them to win two games because I think that zone, if you haven't played against it, is so difficult to attack. We saw how much Michigan State struggled with it, but Duke has played them. Duke has the formula to beat the zone. And like you said, they're using a little bit of that zone themselves.
All right, last thing, we got Kevin Lehman in here talking about the brackets. Kevin, give me a dark horse. Not to get to a Final Four because winner Nevada Loyola is going to be a game away from that. To win four more games. A team that not many are talking about that you think can win four games against elite competition and cut down the nets ultimately.
Well, if you're going to think outside the box, of course, I think that matchup tonight with Nevada and Loyola is going to be one of the great contests of the Sweet 16. But I'll give you two teams. And one we just talked about was Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And the other one is Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't watch the SEC much, but what they did in North Carolina is so impressive. So if Michigan is going to be a challenge because Michigan spreads you out offensively, but A&M with that front line, that is going to be difficult for Michigan to compete against. I think A&M might be the surprise team in this tournament.
Very, very talented. We saw that at the beginning of the year, a little lull in the middle, and here they are back once again. Kevin Lehman, again, if you can, coachesversecancergala.com is where people can go. Tickets available and a great event each and every year. As always, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure, and it's going to be another great weekend of college basketball.
Gets going tonight. It's been a long week. The NIT games, just not quite the same, is it?
No, but if you see the new rules, we're looking at a wide lane.
Yes.
They got the
four quarters,
the arc out there in the quarters. So I think that's the way college basketball is moving. So catch an NIT game because you're going to have to catch up on the new rules. That's what's coming down the pike.
Kevin Lehman joining us. That'll do it for the program today. Back here in a couple hours, myself and Jimmy B. We'll take you home tonight from 4 until 6. Thanks for everybody out there for listening in. Here it's the Ken Miller Show on 1700.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies.
1908 Draft House is the Metro's favorite sports bar. The Draft House is dedicated to fans of Chicago baseball, the University of Iowa, Iowa State, and your home for this month's big tournament. 1908 Draft House serves a great atmosphere for you to enjoy your favorite game. The original 1908 Draft House Johnston, Waukee, and now downtown's finest hangout. West Des Moines location now open also. 1908 Draft House is the bar to go to for the best made-from-scratch food. The best gathering spot for friends, family, and coworkers. 1908 Draft House is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of 1908 Draft House gift certificates for only $25. Yeah, that's a sweet deal. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700 KBG.